Straddling the Polish-German border are two towns that used to be one. The international line, drawn at the end of World War II, split the burg in half and put one part in each country. The major division, the border, will begin to disappear next year when Poland joins the European Union. Officials are working to reunite the towns, but they keep running into history. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
5 years ago, sociology professor Jutta Blinn got a job offer in Görlitz, a German town divided at the end of World War II.
I was invited to give a lecture, and so I, put myself on a train east.
To a place she says most of her West German countrymen considered the end of the world. Görlitz lies on the Nysa River, just opposite the town that since 1945 has been Zgorzelec, Poland. Blinn says she went where Europe is going.
I'm a pioneer. So, in America, everybody went west, to the Wild West, and I was very motivated to go to the Wild East because I knew that things would start moving here and, this would be the door to a widened Europe, and I wanted to be part of it.
That door will start to open next year when Poland and nine other, mostly Eastern nations, join the European Union. Some here share the optimism of Professor Blinn, but others compare the border to a door separating two rooms full of different levels of water. If it opens too fast, people worry, some folks might drown.
The Poles are going to win.
On the German side, Clark Robbins worries he might lose. Born in Arkansas, he left the U.S. decades ago. Now Robbins and his German wife run a printing shop in Görlitz.
If someone now earns here, let's say, five times, maybe 10 times, what people earn 800 meters further east, and then there is increased freedom for these people to come and work here, or for companies on the other side of the border to deliver the goods and services in this country, don't you think that that will have an effect on the economy on this side of the border?
There's already a lot of cross-border economic activity, starting with the grooming habits of Germans like Oskar Getsch. The elderly man is getting a trim at the men's hair shop in Zgorzelec. He walked more than a mile and crossed the international border for this, as he has regularly for the past 3 years.
Polen gute Frauen zur Friseur.
Polish women cut hair well, he says, and in Germany it's more expensive. More than three times the cost of a Polish haircut. Lower prices in Poland reflect significantly lower average wages. Still, enough Poles earn enough to shop for high-end goods across the border. One German department store even accepts Polish zlotys along with euros. But beyond shopping, the big question in these towns is jobs. Unemployment on the German side is actually higher, but 18-year-old German Ulrike Meusel would never think of going east to look for work.
Well, in my opinion, Poland is a dangerous country where Germans just go to shop to get some gas or to buy cheap cigarettes, but never to stay for long. In Poland, you have to watch out in every corner that they don't steal your car or your bike or whatever.
Like many Germans, Meusel figures jobs in Görlitz will get snapped up by cheaper Polish labor once work restrictions are fully lifted over time. But at an internet cafe in Zgorzelec, 25-year-old Pole Martin Schwierski disputes that idea. If he leaves, Germany would not be his first choice, he says.
To Germany? No. I've got some more interesting places in the world. I don't like Germany. I work in Germany some years ago, and they had a rigoristic laws, and it's not so equal to people from abroad.
His fear, common here, is that rich Germans will come buy up his country. Cross-border stereotypes are deeply rooted. Mario Ludwig is a Görlitz native who says he has no personal bias against the Poles, but growing up, he heard bad stories.
For example, clothes for children were very cheap in the GDR, and cheaper than in Poland, and the Polish people came to the GDR and bought all these things, and there were not enough available for the Germans, yes. Is one example.
Another example, his grandparents had to abandon their home in what was then Germany when the Russians swept forward to establish a new border. Few Germans would say they want that part of Poland back, but many remember it used to be theirs. No, 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 says Hanna Majewska, a Polish woman who came to the new Polish territory after World War II. We never felt this was Germany, she says. Those were the consequences of the war. Majewska claims Germans manipulate history. But leaders in both towns are trying to focus on the future. Emergency crews now practice rescues together, and the two city councils meet regularly. But the pet joint project is a bilingual school.
Ma. Japonia.
After years of bureaucratic hassles, 28 Polish and German seventh graders are now studying together at a school in Görlitz. School director Andreas Kempe is optimistic.
Our biggest goal is that people don't work against each other, but for each other. The economic situation on both sides of the border is hard enough. I believe a project like this will help people become a little bit closer and overcome their prejudices.
He hopes his graduates will have enough cross-border connections to build a new history here. Emily Harris, NPR News, Görlitz-Skorzelec on the German-Polish border.
There's a virtual tour of the town and other NPR reports on EU expansion at npr.org.